May God bless you while we are waiting for the last one to come. We will start and we will present ourselves before the Lord. Thank you, Lord, one more time for this day. Thank you for the past week and also for this special day in which we can come before Thee, even if we are not gathered physically together, but we know that we thank you for what you give us. And we are living in difficult time, but it is written that we shall lift up our head, because from above comes the liberation and our comfort. We thank you. And now we pray with you for each one of us. Open the hearts, open the spirit, and speak through the movement of your spirit. We thank you, and we know that you will bless us, and you blessed us already, and you continue to do it. Bless all those who will be connected and watch over each one of us. We thank you for all things. In the saint name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I would like to read a passage of the scripture. In Galatians chapter 1, from verse 6. I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But thou, we, or an angel from heaven, preach another gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let it be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be a servant of Christ. Amen. Here I wanted to say something to the scripture which was written by the Apostle Paul. We know that there are many directions and many people believe in different teachings. But if I refer this word to myself, verse 10, it is written, for do I now persuade men or God? Sometimes it seems like we want to twist the word of God in our favor, and other time we think about situation and we say, yeah, this word means like this, but there are things which are not yet in order, and that's why sometimes we fall in the traps. But the saint gospel of God, what is white is white, what is black is black. And but the human being has this tendency of twisting things sometimes. It is necessary to have a transformation, a changement. When we are looking for something, an unbeliever does out of that thing something, and he tries to convince us according to his own interpretation in the wrong way, then he will try also to justify it. That's how we say in the word. But in contrary, in a believer, there's something in us which says, no, this is not right. I believe in the Lord. I have to align myself to the word of God. Then after is written, oh, do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. As is written, you shall love your God with all your heart, your soul, and your spirit. And then verse 11 is written, but I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man, for I neither receive it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. We often heard is by his revelation which is in us, that's why we can see things according to his sight or to his vision and in the correct way. Then verse 13, for ye have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jewish religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted. And I underline this verse because everything that we see around us, when we are not immersed in the word, we do not have the right or the correct gospel. We experience that in our assembly. And this thing upon our shoulder is heavy. The word division. And this there is this fight or this opposition for those who were trapped by the devil against those who believe in the word of God. But we can say by through the grace of God, we pray for them. And as we prayed last time for the brethren which went astray, for them to come back in the right path. And in verse 13, as is written here, and wasted and profited in the Jewish religion above many my equals in mine own nation. Many came out of denomination, some from a Catholic church, but they put a stop to all these traditions. But sometimes it happened that there are still people who say, yeah, I believe, but. And they start baptizing small children. But then I ask them, if you believe, why you do it? But this is a kind of paradox. Also in the message, when we see those who are really attached to the teaching or doctrine which is not of God, but we can see that they have the human tradition still in them. So these teachings, they should be removed. But if they are still there, problem will always arise. And then the next verse, but when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace. I read it one more time. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother wombs and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. Neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus. The same thing here, and this should serve as of exhortation. So when it pleased God, who separate me from my mother's womb. We all believe that we were chosen by God before the foundation of the world. Before even to be in our mother's womb, God had a plan with us. And here the Apostle Paul say, he was who he were, and he did wrong things. But each one of us also, I believe, he realized, and there was the repentance of these things. So there are voices which remember us the past things, those demons, they coming in our mind saying you did this or you did these other things. But the fact of being predestinated in the will of God, because we know in the will of God, once God decided something, that thing remains. If we are chosen, it means that for all things, the fulfillment of the plan of God is taking place in the life of each one of us. And we know that the plan of God is fulfilled to the one who accepts it. This word, I wanted to share it with you because it gives strength to the believer. May God bless you all. Amen. Amen. That was Brother Gianfranco. Brother Franco says, we have to please to God than men, as is written in the book of the Act of the Apostle. May God help us continuously. Is there someone who want to share a word? Brother Carmelo. What Brother Gianfranco read and what I heard yesterday in my spirit, because a brother called me, he had a worry because he read a letter which was going around I believe a circular letter no so a letter of opposition against the servant of God, or a letter of attack. There were many wicked words. And this brother was a bit shocked because the brother who wrote the letter, he was taking also preaching which were attributed to Brother Branham, but they were not of Brother Branham. So he used preachings or sermon which were not of Brother Branham, giving them to Brother Branham. And I was thinking, when Brother Gianfranco was reading these words, I thought directly to Paul, as here in verse 13, saying about his conduct in the Jewish religion, persecuting the church. But then verse 15, but when it pleased God who separated me from the mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, I thought, if there was not the election or the commission of God in his preaching, but there is only zeal, confusion will be there. And then you go astray and you bring also other people astray. That's why it is important to have a revelation. Because Paul, through the revelation of the truth, he could bring the truth, which is the gospel. Because without revelation, we bring confusion. I wanted to read in Romans what I believe, and I say it also often. I believe that the revelation, so not all are called to preach, and God, as he did with Paul, he manifested. When God decides, a man can bring fruits and peace, but no war. Here we were predestinated and elected, and we have the revelation that brings us to believe. Why God gives us revelation? He does not give us revelation to teach, because we are not all called to teach, but to understand the word of God. Because the word revealed to the servant of God is the necessary thing. And this revelation comes unto us to put it in practice, not to teach. If I'm not called or ordained of God to teach, and we all which have received the revelation, we have to practice it, observe it. And it comes to my spirit, this verse, I believe it was on Thursday, that the hidden things are for God, but the revealed things are for us and for our children, in order to observe it, because it about to observe the word of God. I will read first in Romans chapter 1, verse 18. The brothers talk about Deuteronomy 29:29. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who hold the truth in unrighteousness. So people who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath shewed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. Calling themselves wise, they became fool. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and change the glory of the incorruptible God unto an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own heart, to dishonor their own body between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. When I was reading this, there are those who are not recognizing it, and they did not accept it, and they led themselves to the vain thinkings. And I watched also a documentary, and they base themselves or upon things which are not of God. But here, there are people who accepted. and they call themselves of the message, or they say that they are the followers of the message, but they give them glory to a man. There are some who lift up Brother Branham or Brother Frank instead of giving this glory to God. And this morning reading, I read also this verse 21. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. When I finished to read Proverbs, it was Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. Where it is written, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the saint is intelligence. So intelligence, I believe, as we always say, is to know Jesus Christ. And it's not just about knowing, but is to know why he came on earth and what he came to teach us. And I always say that every day of my life, I will continue to read Proverbs, because in the book of Proverbs, to know Jesus Christ is to know him as he taught us how we should be. He, great, revealing himself in a small, being humble. So we have to understand that all things come from him. There are many proverbs. He's teaching us not to revenge or to do vengeance by ourselves. There are many things written in the books of Proverbs. When someone speak evil about a brother or a servant of God, we have known the saint. So knowing the saint, walking in wisdom, is not our wisdom. It's as Brother Gianfranco just said. I speak also about myself. Sometimes I felt myself to be wise, but true wisdom comes from the Lord. When someone believe or think to be wise, let him search himself. I believe is this. May God help us and bless us and make us conscious, because he's the one who gave us revelation. That revelation is given to us in order to practice it or to observe it, not to look at other people. So the truth set free, and we have no fear. May God be thanked and blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Brother Franco say, today among us we can see this thing in a message, in the midst of the message, we see this kind of people, this kind of spirit, which is unfortunately in the midst of the church. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, we can read it. Here is the Apostle Paul who says it. Yeah, it's written that and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. This is the guideline of the believer, and he has to be in this position. If not, we are strayed ourselves from the path. There are many teachings made by men, and they seem to be attractive, I can say. They are attractive. They try to attract people. And there are also people who follow this kind of teachings and doctrines. And they are seduced without realizing it. Then they find themselves in the field of the deceiver. And what is the fruits of this thing? It's the fruits of their own righteousness. It's not the fruit of the Spirit. That is where we find compromise today. Today we speak also about this. By God's grace. May God grant us grace to be what we are. As Paul could say, I am who I am. I've been redeemed, regenerated. And we live still in this temple. And we can still have a moment of wickedness, because we are all made of flesh. But nonetheless, but the Spirit, or through the Spirit of the revelation which dwelleth in our heart, we are the elect and we are children of God. May God help us and bless us. And may give us continually this vision for us to set always our ways in the right path, or in the right things, for the Lord return soon. And today, who can baptize truly of the Holy Ghost? Who? We read something. We draw nigh to what Brother Frank say, because we have to understand things in the right way. If we do not understand it in the right manner, also breathing in different churches here and there, naturally many were called, but few are the chosen one. This is a reality, is a divine reality. God has to give us more this faith to believe in what God does now and how he does it. If we know it, he fill our heart with humbleness. Because why I say humility or humbleness? Because we were not able. It's just the grace of God, the intervention or the help, the divine help of God came to us and opens our heart. Grace which God does to his children. Is to receive the Holy Spirit. Because many speak about the Holy Spirit, but they do not realize it. Anointment, knowledge, yes. You can be in evidence, seen to people, but it's not about that in reality, because the Holy Spirit is the one who leads us in all the truth, only in the truth, in the right parameter, and we are steadfast in that position. We will pray, then we will read the Word of God. because the word of God is precious and it cannot be it cannot fail, as we read also in Isaiah. It cannot fall without giving to the earth blessing, and it cannot go back to God void. The word which we receive, God gave it to us, and it is truly a grace. That's why we can go before God and we can hear more and more the teaching of the word of God, because it is about a certain things and an absolute where you and I can continuously base our life and our thoughts in our working place or in our family, in everything. We pray and thank the Lord. Wonderful Heavenly Father, it is a joy to be before Thee. Lord, in this moment, You have already spoken and You continue to speak. Dispose the heart for every single word which comes from You, penetrates our heart, and to be within us to bear fruits for Your glory. Let not Your word fall without us accepting it and taking it. Strengthen our heart. Do it through Your word. Yes, it is a grace. We are living on one end difficult days, but in another end, it is a day of grace and glorious day. Open our heart and send the days of refreshment to come before us and for us to receive of You or from You what You have predestinated for us. We thank You and we adore You, knowing that You are present and You speak to the heart, not to the mind or to the intelligence. This word which You want to seal in our heart, which will bring us to You. Thank You, Lord. Thank You for all. Thank You for this morning, in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. May God bless our heart. We start reading Isaiah 55. We read already this word and we all know it. Isaiah 55 from verse 8. In June 1933, when the Lord spoke to Brother Branham, it is true that they were manifestation from God, but there was something which was a confirmation, the confirmation of His servant, because God sent His servant. Then also for men who were there present, some fell on earth, some fainted. It seemed like Israel, when he went out of Egypt, the pillar of fire or the cloud was during the day leading them, and in the night was the pillar of fire. So the same manifestation came. That's why I say, who or how can we be baptized of the Holy Ghost? How? And why we do not understand that the church can receive the Spirit of God to serve Him in all things and everywhere, and to be led in the truth, and to be ready to fight till the last minute against the attack of the devil and to resist to him. We have to be conscious. May God lead our heart. It is a grace. That's why the heart has to be disposed. They must be open. Because the word of God cannot go back void to God. Isaiah 55, verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, say the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So just try to think about the distance between heaven and earth. It's so high. And this distance was made short for us to know the truth. So this great distance is not there anymore. Then verse 10. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and return to not thither, but water the earth and make it bring forth the bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So God watch over the word for it to bear fruits. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the things whereto I send it. So are we conscious of the word of God? These are deep things. Many are not realizing because there are many teaching or there's a difference between the preaching of the year 80 and what we are listening today. Why? Because there is the ABC which let the bride to enter and to be ready. That's why in June 1933, when the Lord spoke these words, or the order, the commission, as John the Baptist was saying, to forerun my first coming, so a message is given to you to forerun my second coming. This thing is sealed. This word which we hear, or we have already heard, God has granted us grace to continue to walk and to seal these words in our heart, because not all have accepted or received this blessing. God sent his messenger. He sent it for the bride of Jesus Christ expressly. Then for the Lord to gather all together those who were at the time of Luther, Wesley, Pentecostist, and Azusa Street, all together to bring them to unity. And we have to know that is the true instruction, and to be baptized of the true Holy Spirit, not just an anointment. Pentecostists, they were baptized of the Holy Ghost, also the charismatics people. But there is the Holy Spirit which comes upon the word, or we read in Isaiah chapter 29. Words which are confirmed, or which God confirmed. We read from verse 18 or from 19. You can read yourself the context. Here was a prophecy to see what the Lord did. Isaiah 29 from 18. And in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. The meek also shall increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. For the terrible one is brought to naught, and the scorner is consumed, and all that watch for iniquities are cut off, that make a man an offender for a word, and lay a snare for him that reproveth in the gate, and turn aside the just for things of naught. This thing, or these words, are confirmed not only in the time of Jesus Christ, but also in the time of Brother Branham. This messenger came to prepare the way and to prove that God is doing the same thing in these last days, where many have passed aside as the position which God gave to Brother Frank. All things are confirmed by the word of God, and we have all these things. They rejoice our heart and they strengthen our heart, and we say, this is the truth, it's finished. And this truth make us to prosper, and we preparing ourselves, and we continue the work. Here is where the Spirit of God is. I note down here that a message came giving orders, and many have not understood yet because the message was sent. It's like in Luke 19. Also, Brother Frank said it. Not just Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophet, if you knew the day of your visitation. Many, many heard, but they did not understand what God was saying to the church. Only the chosen one, where the seed is found, only there is an impact. We can say impact to realize what God was doing. That's why they are wise and foolish virgin. They did not understand. And today we see that there is separation. There are divisions. We see all the consequences. And then we see carnal situation. Although we read. So the revival of the message, the revival which God gave us. So the return to the first love. If there are still problem of love, is because we did not understand why God sent His word today. Because God sent a revival today, meaning the word of restoration, to put everything back to its original place. That's why many have not understand, and the message was sent for the restoration. Let us read in John chapter 1. John chapter 1 from verse 29. The next day, John see Jesus coming unto him and said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. Now bring back these words with the spirit of Elijah, which prepared the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just make a parallelism, saying, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me, and I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John bear record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptized with the Holy Ghost. So this word came to baptize with the Holy Ghost because he was sent for it. God has to grant us grace. That's why there are many who reject the message. That means they reject the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit brings in the truth or lead in the truth. That is the position which God gave to the church and to the individual, so to a man and a woman. We can read also in Matthew. John the Baptist seen the dove. He saw the dove which descended. Let us read in Matthew 3, verse 16. Here we say now confirmation. Also in Matthew 17. He whom is my beloved. Here he is my beloved in whom I am well pleased. Yeah, 3:16. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straight out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from him saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. This takes place or took place in the 11th of June, 33. Then it came the opening of the seal in 63. Also there we see the confirmation of God to his servant who was receiving the revelation. May God grant us grace. Let us read in Act of the Apostle. What God did through Brother Branham, so the minister of Elijah, in this last church age, that also what God confirmed, and many did not see it. They have difficulties to understand what God does, because when the angel came, Acts chapter 10, we speak about Cornelius, there were not a pillar of fire there as it was in Pentecost. Acts chapter 10, here is a bit different. As it was in the beginning when they were in the upper room and they received all the tongues of fire, there was a beginning, and that thing will take place again. Here we see in Acts chapter 10 from verse 1, there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band. Here they speak about the Italian. A devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision, evidently about the 9th hour of the day, an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thine alms are come up for the memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodged with one Simon in Tanner. So this angel is a messenger. Is a messenger. Do you understand it? So when you read the brochures of Brother Branham, you were not there, but you read them. The message of God is exactly the same thing. You read the words which you read, life which were in those words came within you or into you. That's why you are in the truth, and you dwell in the truth with the ministry of Brother Frank and Brother Branham. But we have to be sincere, truly, to say such statement. The messenger, it was necessary for someone else to come. Here, you can read it. He did not even lay his hand upon them, but the preaching came. And out of that preaching, they were baptized with the Holy Ghost, and they even speak in tongues. They spoke in tongue. We read from verse 10. Yeah. It speaks about Peter when God gave him the vision. When God told him, call not unclean what God declare clean. We as Gentile eaten. When we receive the message of salvation, the message of the word of God, the revelation of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Let us read in verse 34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that God is not respecter of persons, but in every nation, he that fear him and work righteousness is accepted him with him, is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of all. That word I said, you know, which was published throughout all Judea, and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Brother Branham, in the ministry of that Elijah was to come to restore all things, to bring the heart of the children to the apostolic father, he did accomplish it. Even greater things happen according to John 12 or 14:12. Exactly, the ministry of the Son of Man was manifested in June 33 with the cloud which appear, or the pillar of fire. God commissioned Brother Branham. Here is the same thing. That's why we are making this parallelism. If you put in here both of them before you, you see you, and you say, yeah, it is true. God has granted us grace to realize this thing. And I say this thing with all my heart. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of Jewish and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. How do we slay Jesus today? Realizing not what does or what is doing today, what we did when we were sinners, when we were far from God without grace. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly. Not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God,
even to us, who did eat and drink with him. As Brother Frank used to say, he ate and drank with Brother Branham. He ate and drank with him. Who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead. To him give all the prophet witness that through his name whosoever believed in him shall receive remission of sin. Amen. This is a reality. God cannot put his spirit except he washed, purified, and set things in order. It's only when all these things happen, then the Holy Spirit come upon children of God. Then in verse 44, what does it mean? So the word of God which we receive, this word shake us or moves within us, and so these seeds must move something in you for you to abandon yourself and to believe. Then God, the Spirit of God, shall come and feed the vessel. So first the word must do its work. Do you understand it? Do you agree with me? This is the truth, my friend. That's why we have to be careful. Why did God send this man? Brother Frank keep repeating what took place. What took place and how he was witness and how God led things. And how God revealed also to Brother Frank. Brother Frank was thinking about the storing up of the food. This visit, this special visitation which God gave to these people or to these two men of God. Then here in verse 44, it is written, while Peter yet spake. So it was during the preaching. These words, so all of us today, that's what has to take place. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them which heard the word, and they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentile also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. So it's the word which provoked that. Do you agree? It is the word which provoked. So in the message, in the teaching of the word of God, it is exactly the position to fill our heart with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. For us to be led in all the truth and to depart from everything that is called heresy, the word, human comprehension, which has nothing to do with the word of God. That is the true teaching. Yeah, it was not about the tongues of fire, but it was the word, the teaching which provoked that. They were filled with the Holy Spirit. So it's the word which has to be in the breach. And he has to conquer our life for us to bear fruits for the glory of the one who sent it. And he shall not come to him back void. That what produces the word today. It produces children of God, as we heard. Not all have to preach, but to all was given the revelation to understand and to be filled with the Holy Ghost and to be led in all the truth. Hallelujah. This is the comforter to to come. This is the comforter, is the teaching, is the word of God which the messenger brought through the pillar of fire, where the minister of Christ is manifested, and he continued among us. We could see it, and yourself, you have seen it or you heard it also in that, in your heart. I believe, I remember in 72 when I start reading, a man sent by God and a prophet visit Africa. These books, they had a great impact in my life. So it's the angel which brings the word. Do you understand it? That's why many astray themselves. They did not understand what God did. That's why they feel free to act the way they want out of the parameter of the scripture. Let us read in Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5. Verse 32. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost. Also the Holy Ghost. Do you understand? So there is the confirmation. The Spirit which cometh and confirm what we say, whom God had given to them that obey him. Here is where the word of today. Many, they think to do differently to what God has ordained. Differently to what God has said for us to honor him. They're doing what they want. And they provoke, as we heard, deviation in the body of Jesus. They provoke separation, dissension. They are not able to compare themselves with the word of God. They remain in denomination, as the scripture says. And one of these days we speak about this. We cannot put a new part of the garment to put it in the holder, in the whole cloth. We cannot do it. That's why the teaching which came removed everything what was of the hard way of thinking, of living. He removed all these things. And he let us follow the right direction of the word of God. Today, God is doing that. Many, I want to say one more time, many have not understood it. God has truly restored everything. And the one who accepts it is the one who received the Holy Spirit. Do you believe it? Hallelujah. The chosen one, the children of God, they submit themselves and they accept. That's why today God produces sons and daughters of God, new creatures. And he set his spirit upon them for them to honor and serve him. And they believe in the true word of God. I'll go back in Acts, as we said. Verse 46. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter So verse 44, one more time. And now 46. Then answered Peter, "Can any man forbid water?" I want to put emphasis here. Why? Because this is taking place today. It is taking place now, today. Our lives depend of what you hear and how you hear it. Hallelujah! In the direction which you take it and how you proceed, how you live. Then answered Peter, "Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. That's how all the servants of God, Brother Branham, Brother Frank. That's why before even baptism, a person is already touched and taken by God. Then is missing to him just the confirmation. And what God says, to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There, confirmation comes. And the child start to grow and start to grow and become mature, to become ready to be set. In the attic where to be with God eternally. Hallelujah. With Brother Branham. When he says, and he touched me. I knew it already, but now I can see what he said, confirmed with the word of God. That's why many are still behind. And through their reasonings, they mixing the word with tradition, with their thoughts, with their knowledge, the knowledge which they receive in their churches can be, and they mix everything. In this way, they won't be able to be victorious. That's why today we still see this separation or these divisions. May God grant us grace. Let us pray the Lord, as it is written in James, for those who went astray and as still the heart, a sensitive heart, may the action of the Spirit of God bring them back and to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. This is a reality. Then, truly, there be a great people. Also, Isaiah 49. Hallelujah. From verse 8. Thus said the Lord, in an acceptable time have I heard thee. Be careful here. The Lord takes care of his word, and if it takes care of the word which is in you, it takes automatically care of you, because his word dwelleth in you. So it takes care. Hallelujah. There are other passages. It takes care of us to what is taking place now. This confusion which is now, people are speaking about vaccine and some other, they are saying you have not to do, or other people, there is this within the vaccine. We are hearing many things.
many opinions.
Also, believer, everyone got his own opinion.
Some are not even concentrated in the right direction of God. Because if they were led by the Holy Spirit, I say it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, all this confusion shall not be there. Everyone submit to the will of God. Not to the will of a man, to the will of God. Hallelujah. There won't be problem. That's why it is written, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in a day of salvation have I helped thee. I will preserve thee and give thee for a covenant of the people to establish the earth, to cause to inherit the desolate heritage, that thou mayest say to the prisoner, go forth. To them that are in darkness, shew yourselves. They shall feed in the ways, and their pasture shall be in all high places. They shall not hunger, nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor sun smite them. For he that hath mercy on them shall lead them, even by the spring of water shall he guide them. And I will make all my mountain a way, and my highway shall be exalted. So this what the message did. So the mountain all my mountain a way, and my highway shall be exalted. Everything has to be in the word of God. We need it. May God help us in his, may God lead us in his word and in his truth every day. Because when you hear the word of God, that's what filled you. That's what baptized you with, of the Holy Spirit. I believe that we have the confirmation or the proof. So what should I do? What we have to do, we have to search and to see how you were led from the beginning. So when you heard the angel, so I speak about Brother Branham, the messenger of the end time, you don't need to have a vision. If you have a vision, glory be to God. Everyone has his own testimony. We all have our own testimony, the impact which we had when we heard the gospel, the word, which brought us to the revelation, to the knowledge of what God does today, now. That's why in February 28, there was still the pillar of fire to confirm his servant and to open to all of us the revelation of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We are conscient. We realize all these things. There in John 14, I wanted to read this passage. Let us read first in 1 Peter. Hallelujah. We read first in 1 Peter. Verse 5. So 1 Peter 5:5. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourself unto the elders. Yet all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, for God resisteth to proud, and giveth grace to the humble. This word is not a reproach. It is a position, the position of the believer. Hallelujah. Today we have many proud.
they resist to the Spirit of God, to the work of God, even when they are spoken, or even when he's spoken to them the word of truth. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in the due time. Today is the time. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. All your care, what we need, or what shall we do, or hold people. We have all these worries, these carnal things. How should we do? It's true that I'm old. Also, Brother Frank. So we ask ourselves questions, but may God help us to trust in all the word of God. Because if we trust him, everything is under his control. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. True? Hallelujah. And he will continue to take care. Because we cannot remain orphans or alone. Let us see John 14. He did not leave us alone, but he comforted us. The word came, he defied and correct us, and then he led us. It's the word who did this work. That's why everything has to be under his authority and control. Hallelujah. What is written here? In verse 15. If ye love me, keep my commandment. And I pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Hallelujah. Be careful. God knows his own. What is the election? Hallelujah. If you already hear the word of God and the word touch your heart, is it not an election? There is already an election because you hear. Because many hear. Many have the ear to hear. But they hear not. They have eye to see, but they see it not. Blessed are your ear and your eyes, because they hear and they see. Hallelujah. Here we can see the grace of God manifested in the bride of Jesus Christ in this last dispensation or this last age of the new, of the right knowledge and revelation. Say, if ye love me, keep my commandments. And I pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you. The teaching shall not depart from us. Same as it was with Mary. She was meditating what the angel taught her in his heart. That's why the true love came in this age. There was justification, sanctification, baptism of Holy Ghost. There was, but the true love, the deep love, the return of the heart of the children to the fathers, that's will baptize us of the Holy Spirit. That's why Brother Frank said, all those who are baptized
May God fill our heart and withdraw us from all what comes from a man. It's true that we can't see still many incomprehension here and there, but God will help and will set everything in their place, because he takes care of his word and he won't go back void to him. If there is a son or a daughter of God, this word will do its work perfectly, as is written here. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you, orphans, yet a little while, and the word see me no more, but ye see me. So with Cornelius, the word provoked the action of the Holy Spirit, and their heart were in fire. And then the confirmation, they start speaking in tongues, and they adore the Lord in tongues. So we see the manifestation. It does not mean that we have to do like denominations does. They say that is the evidence. If you don't speak in tongue, if you don't speak in tongue, it's not the Holy Spirit. There is always a manifestation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Understand this thing in the name of the Lord. Verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. How many times have you cried while listening to the word of God? And why? How many times you prayed the Lord while you were listening to the messenger? Because it's the word of God. The word of God which anoints the hearts. How many times have you cried? Hallelujah. May God bless us and gives us this assurance that God has visited us truly through this messenger, through the teaching which we had now. God has visited us. We cannot say it in another way. This teaching will bring us to heaven and will prepare us. I won't leave you comfortless. I come to you, as we said, in June 1933. He came to us in a manifestation, manifesting the word, the Spirit of God, manifesting miracles and sign, confirming that he was with this man. This is my beloved in whom I'm well pleased. The same confirmation. I believe that this morning God gave us something. Also for me, when I read it, I said, Lord, thank you. This word is real. Because many people say, yeah, I pray the Lord to receive the Holy Ghost. But there is a need of the realization of the thing. And that's why God has to grant us grace and has to help us to see what God does now and why he does it and for whom. Hallelujah. I repeat one more time. Not all. Today we can see it. And your eyes also can see it. Not all have understood why God sent this man of God. To bring the people of God under
one man, and they have this position. May God help. Help these people. Help them to be the true witnesses, filled with the Holy Ghost, for them to fight against the devil and to be in the right position. It is important to return simply. I wanted to read also in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Let us read from verse 1. When then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. For he said, I have heard thee in a time accepted, in a day of salvation have I succored thee. Do you realize this thing? Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Each one of us has his own testimony. You have realized or recognized when God spoke to you, even if it was through a man, through the brochures of Brother Branham or a preaching, is God who speaks. Hallelujah. This is a reality. Giving no offense in any thing, that the ministry be not blamed, but in all things approving it ourselves as the minister of God, in much patience, in affliction, in necessities, in distresses. Amen. In a time accepted, the word cannot come without doing for what it was sent for. We can say, where questions are God answered, where they are difficult situation, God with his Holy Spirit or with his word set everything back to their place. I believe it. Everything in their place. When there is the true faith and there is a situation which arises, God give you the revelation to do that thing properly. It is not all those who say Lord, Lord, but only to those who do the will of my Father. They are those who want to have people behind them and to attract people to them. But if it cannot be, if there is a true man of God, he cannot do such a thing, because he will bring men to Christ. He bring them to the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Peter did not call those people behind him or to be his followers, but he brought them to the divine reality. That's what the message did. Also, Brother Frank is doing. He's a divine reality. That's why there is a great responsibility. And may God today bless our heart and strengthen our faith for us to serve Him and honor Him and to walk in a new of life, helping us to walk and to continue to walk in the kingdom of God. This word is wonderful. Hallelujah. And takes care. May the Lord bless our heart. There are many other passages, but we stop here. We finish because we can't say many things. This message which came, it did not come to bring division. It's true that division took place for those who have to be divided, but the message brought unity. As Brother Frank always said, Psalm 50, verse 5, he referred to him, or he referred to this word many times. He's a man who can gather people of God, but it's the teaching of the word of God which gather people of God. Because you hear the same teaching, the same word, and you go automatically to the appointment, because there's an anointment which is waiting for you. There is no need to say go or go to push people. No, you'll go by yourself because there is something within you which pushes you to go. In the body of Christ, we are one, being one with all the others to form one body, baptized with one spirit. Hallelujah. Behold, the blessing of God falls. And today, more than before, in Isaiah 55:10, may God help us in whole. What we read is important. Verse 11 says, so shall my words be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereto I send it. It is written that all things work together for those who love God. And God wants this thing. It's because I want what God wants. And shall prosper in the things whereto I send it. This word which visit the bride of Jesus Christ, but only the bride shall hear this word and submit, and only the bride shall be filled. What is the reserve of oil of the wise virgin? Today is about the reserve. Hallelujah. This is the reserve, the anointment of the Holy Spirit in the word, which fill the vessel, and the vessel is never left without oil, exactly as it was with Elijah. We read it here in Isaiah 55. So the rain to come is a blessing. It's a rain of blessing. We are all watered by the same spirit, by the same word. That's why we can rejoice ourselves before God, and we can say, thank you, Lord, for your visitation. The visitation of this angel who came, this messenger, where a man shall remain a man. The word of God came and produced sons and daughters of God, baptized with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. May God bless our heart and give us strength everywhere, even in Ivory Coast, everywhere, even in Togo, Congo. May God bring all of them under the authority of the word of God, because there are still many people into confusion because they have to hear, behold my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. If not, we have Sadducees and Pharisees which will provoke meeting here and there, everyone his own meeting, everyone having his own meeting, departing from what is the source or the word of God. Hallelujah. May God bless us. Many don't accept, but they would like to see the manifestation, as in the Pentecostal church, meaning crying or shouting, jumping. Yeah, many, they would like to see this manifestation, not realizing that the great manifestation is what is in the heart, where the heart receives the seed to live before God. That does not lie. If I'm wrong, correct me, please. A change and a transformed heart into the image of God, that is the great value. It's true that there are also other things which are the consequences, but the heart must be transformed, and only the power of the word can do it. The power of the truth can transform us into the image of God, creating the necessary love. You know what it was said to Brother Branham. I will read it, then I stop. Let me read it. It's a prophecy which was given to this man of God. To all those who open their heart and they let themselves under the leadership of the Holy Spirit. And it will say to Brother Branham, thou hast picked the correct and precise decision, and it is my way. Because of this momentaneous decision, huge portion of heaven waits thee. Hallelujah. So it's not only to Brother Branham or to Brother Frank, but to all those who have accepted the word of God and have chosen to follow Jesus Christ. So this decision is for you and for me, a glorious decision which you took. And this prophecy was given to Brother Branham. There was Daniel Henry who had this message in tongue, and then it was translated. So it is a choice that we make. It's the love of God which pushes you to submit yourself and to believe. It is faith. Hallelujah. To God be the glory, the honor, and the praises. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. May God be thanked because of great things which He does. May God bless all of us and give us strength to resist. For each one of us to make the work of God to continue to go forth. We believe also, even if in this platform there is no a physical gathering, but the Spirit of God is there, because where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am. We'll pray. To God be all the glory. Let each feel free to adore and to thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your action. The hearts are thanking you for this word which we heard. Your word
He is glorious. And we are before thee. You know the heart. You know the needs. Lord. Make us to be like that woman who touched your garment. Touch us with your hand, with your spirit, touching our heart for us to feel your presence. Because today you spoke to each one of us. You hear the prayers and also the needs. Nothing is hidden before you. Grant grace, Lord. Grant grace to your people. One more time today, for us to know that you are in our midst. To you belong adoration, praises, our lives. Everything is in your hand, and you are the one moving us, and you know what we need exactly, and then you give it to us. We pray you in the name of Jesus Christ, for you say yourself, where two or three are gathered in thy name, you are there in their midst. You have promised us that and we believe of the power of your promise. We believe in it. Let us taste that you are truly among us. Thank you, Lord. Bless your church. Bless the sick, the needy, and all of us. To you belong adoration, honor, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah.